Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Hi, Johnny. How are
you?
Yeah,
hi. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
glad to be
great.
Here.
And today, our guest is... some people use different terms about what they want to call themselves. I have here the words psychic, sunshine, frost, and you're also a medium. How do you like to label yourself, by the way?
I am a clairvoyant medium.
Okay, clairvoyant. Why don't you explain what that is?
So my name is Sunshine Frost. I am a clairvoyant medium, so welcome everybody. Thank you guys for having me on tonight. I'm really excited to be here and answering some questions from the dearly departed and from the other side. I go by the name clairvoyant because that's what I am. I have a clear remote viewing of those that are departed as well as situations and circumstances that are happening. I differ in the event of a psychic because I don't do cards or tarot. I was naturally born with this gift, and then I developed it further in my life so that I do this full time, and I've been doing that for quite a few years now.
I see. Do you have anything to add to that, Barbara?
Well, yes, I'm just excited to have you here, Sunshine. But before we begin, I have so many questions for you, but I want to know. How did you get your name? Did your mother name you Sunshine Frost?
So that's interesting. Yes, my real name is Sunshine. I actually came out with white hair, and I was in the NICU for a little while. And so my name was supposed to be Christina, but when they put me in the NICU underneath a cork board back in the 70s, they had those cork boards, and it said babies are sunshine from heaven, and I was parked right underneath the word sunshine, and everyone in the nursery just said, look at that little sunshine. She was born with blonde hair, so it just stuck with me, and I married into the other last name, so that was just a cool...
What a name, Sunshine Frost, and is your real name. That is... very cool. Wow.
Yeah, so you have to live up to it. You have to live up to it every day.
What's your middle name?
I'm not telling that. I can't tell anybody. Then everybody would call me.
I'm sorry. I just thought maybe your middle name might be, mildly or something.
it's also a really cool name, but then I would be very easily found.
You're right. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to say that, but I think that what I wanted to start off with is that you actually gave me a reading yesterday. And what was interesting about it was you were really picking up on some things. Like, for example, my mom having two sisters and how the differences between my grandparents, my grandfather and my – what was interesting was in you were talking about a Leo, and it wasn't until we were talking about an hour ago that you came across who that Leo was that you were talking about, right?
Yes, 100%.
Right. It was basically...
Johnny, wait. Did you say Leo? You mean astrological sign? Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Like an actual
and I'm sure you could deter who she was talking about. You came up in the reading. And what happened was that it was one
me?
Of those things. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he actually did. So do you want me to tell a little bit about your reading, Jonathan?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So I do two types of sessions. I don't call them readings because I don't actually read cards. Because I'm a clairvoyant, I actually speak to the spirits of those that have departed and also the angels and guides of the people that I do session with. So I just vary a little bit in the fact that I am a Christian clairvoyant. So I do say a little prayer ahead of time just to protect my energy and that of my clients. And then I go ahead and open myself to allow any messages for the highest and best good for healing for that person. So in Jonathan's reading, which is actually very normal for me, I had a multiple people come through. So both sets of his grandparents came through, both his mother's father as well as his mother's, so both sets, his mom and his dad, and his father's father told me how he had passed, everything that was around surrounding the, how the person departed, and even his mother's father came through, told me about the Navy, how he worked as a security guard, carried the flashlight, how he was close to Jonathan when he was younger. The other one was close to him as he was older. They talked about boxing being a connection between them. His mom, the two sisters, everything about his life pretty much came through. So in my readings or my sessions, I do find that many people come through, not just one or two. And as we got to his life session, Barbara, it was very unusual because I said there's this beautiful blonde. And I see her being a very strong personality type. And this is somebody who kind of has this really loving, generous personality and has done a lot for other people, but really no one has done a lot for her except you are trying. You know, you and her are trying to do this together. And he said, I know exactly who you were talking about, but he didn't tell me who. And I knew it was, I'm pretty sure it was you, Barbara, until he told me today that you were that Leo, because I described you perfectly. And it was just a wonderful thing that you came up in his chart, in his future chart as well.
Oh, that's really cool. But so I don't have to be passed away to come through then in your reading.
Absolutely
people
not.
Who are alive
yeah.
come through.
Absolutely.
Oh.
So people come to me the same way they would come to a psychic, except the reason I don't use that terminology is just for the fact that I do not use cards, tarots, or crystals. So I don't do any type of divination. My gift is just a natural attunement. So I use the clairvoyancy to be able to see things in a person's life path. So in Jonathan's case, I was able to see a lot. I'm not going to give too much personal, but I was able to see, like, his business, where it's going, financial circumstances. I can see issues with people's car. I can see issues with relationships. Pretty much the same thing you would go to a psychic for, except I don't do card readings.
Can you see if somebody's going to get in a car accident?
So the way that my gift works, and everybody's is different, and thank God they are all different, which I really invite all light workers to activate in their gifts, because we're all important to this work and the awareness that it brings. But yes, if when I say the sessions, I ask for messages for your highest and best good. So for instance, I had a client just today who I said, you need to go to the tire shop. Your dad, who was crossed over, was saying to me, she really needs to get her tires checked. She's got problems with her tires. There's some that something wrong with the tire or the wall of the tire, and she texted me back later on and said my tire was about to blow out. So I do see some warnings, although it's not as common as you would think. I ask for the highest and best good of the person, so I see things like investments, relationships, homes. I mean, yeah, I give a lot of advice on that, but warnings, I've only given a few, and they've been very life-saving.
Oh, that is really useful, I would say. To have
so I do a little mediumship. I do a little medical. I think that's where my warnings come the most is in physical. Like if someone has blood work that's off, if they're pre-diabetic, if they have issues, I see that a lot of time comes up in a session. A lot of times I'll tell people about things like endometriosis, low vitamin levels, anemia, blood pressure issues. I saw an aortic aneurysm and had it diagnosed. I've seen lupus. I've seen autoimmune disease. So if that comes up in their session, I definitely tell them.
Now, my question is I gave you Barbara's birthday. It's actually kind of funny, when I first gave her your birthday, I accidentally said that you were 10 years older than you were. And
I was like, no, that's correct.
Yeah, so, but we got the right birthday. So, I mean, what do you see in Barbara? Because, I mean, you have her birthday now.
Yeah, I'm not an astrologer, so I don't do it by birthday. I was only choosing the birthday because I felt that she was the Leo that was in the reading, and I wanted to just confirm that. So I'm not reading for Barbara
second.
But I do see that she came up in his chart.
Sunshine, before you continue, I just I wanted to tell you, I really like the way you do it, where you use your clairvoyant gift to help you with the mediumship. Because if you can read minds, isn't that what clairvoyant means? You can read people's minds?
Yeah, well, I am a telepath, so that is true. But clairvoyance just means... Yeah, it means clear viewing. So it's not so much that I just telepathically read everybody's mind around me. I try never to do that, actually. I try to keep my mind really quiet and peaceful. But clairvoyance means clear viewing. And I was born with this gift, very much like John Edwards, Teresa Caputo. I was born seeing spirits from a very, very young age, so 6 or 7 years old. And I thought everybody was like me until I got into school and realized that other people could not see or perceive or hear the things that I could.
Well,
so I kind of shut the gift down. Yeah, I was born this way.
Well, what was I going to say? What did you say, Barbara?
Most of them born that way? Hold on. When you said I was born that way. I'm wondering, can this be a trained? This cannot be trained. Everybody has to be born this way, right? Because you can't train to be a psychic, can you, or a medium?
Yeah, so this is a very good question, and I get this question a lot, and I'm really glad you asked it, Barbara. So how I would answer that is I say that everyone has psychic ability. Every single child I've ever met that I worked with, I work with children. I also do readings for nonverbal autistic children. I do readings for those traumas. I do those. I've done a lot of session for people in nursing homes that can't speak for themselves. So if a family hires me, I can remotely speak to that a person. So they don't have to be on the other side for me to connect to them. But what I would say is everyone is born with psychic ability, Barbara, but not everyone is a medium. Mediums are very rare, and they're a lot less common. And it's kind of like the way I put it to children that have this gift is everyone is a radio station that gets a few channels, but mediums have a couple of extra stations. And the
Why
question
do
of
you think that you were born with these gifts?
It's hereditary.
This
so
is always
I'm
a question
seven,
I have.
Yeah, I'm the seventh generation in my family. So if somebody on my family... We were born like this. It's not just me. I find that physical mediumship is always hereditary. I find that that is always the case. I work with mediums all over, and if they have some gift, natural gift from birth, it's because it's hereditary. But I do mediumship workshops, and I do an intuition program built around the Holy Spirit, which is getting very in tune with your inner voice. And I get very in tune with that, and I find that people can increase their own natural psychic ability a lot. They can go from almost nothing to being able to truly, easily, accurately have awareness of those things that are beyond the five senses.
Oh, good, because they all say that I have psychic ability, and I never even really knew what it was, but I really felt I feel like so many times that I know for sure. I know it for a fact.
I feel like there's a lot of spirit around you, and like you've been around haunted places like your house and different places you've lived. I feel a lot of spiritual energy around you. Like you basically attract it. You have, when you were talking about Marilyn Monroe, you have a certain Hollywood glamour, this love with this era, and I think that you attract spirit to you, and it feels very much like that goes back even to your childhood.
Well, thank you. Yes, and I had to fight a few spirits that were bad in the last place I lived, or one of the last places, and it's so funny you said Marilyn Monroe, you mentioned her, because that's the place that they made Marilyn to stay in, these little bungalows, when she was doing the movies for Paramount. These little bungalows were there way before anything else. And I lived in one of those, but there were three bad, mean spirits, not Marilyn spirits, that I had to conquer. And I did while living there. And I can tell you that I left that place better, that little village I used to call it, better than when I arrived. And then I was never afraid, Sunshine, ever again I was never afraid about spirits because I felt like, okay, I conquered that. I can handle them. And then it happened again in this new place. But this wasn't a lady from the 50s, the golden era.
No, I feel like
it was a lady who killed herself.
Accident. Yes, I was just going to say.
Oh, okay. I shouldn't tell you then. What were you going
to
say?
No, you don't have to, but I'm saying I've seen accidents around you. I've seen paranormal events around you.
Can I?
Let her say what she sees in mind. You're interrupting her little reading for me, John.
Okay.
You can't interrupt somebody when they're focusing.
Yeah, it's well, I will tell you that I do see some accidents and actually some malevolence around you, and you're a beautiful spirit that has attracted both fans and followers and also haters. Like, you haven't just attracted one kind, but you have always had a very generous spirit, and you've given to a lot of people that haven't paid you back. Like, they literally have not done back for you the way you did for them. And now at this point in your life, you're finally putting up boundaries. You're finally protecting your energy. You're coming through some awakenings. I see spiritual awakening happening in the last 2 years. A lot has changed for you. But things are going to get better. I mean, they show me, like, your finances, everything just got the rug pulled out. Like, this is just, when I see you standing in a rug, I see it just ripped out from underneath you, and you're like, I've worked for all this for so long. How am I starting back over again?
Yeah, but
you know,
I did start over, and it's better than ever now. It's like I'm already a little step ahead of you right now, because that was 2 years ago when the rug came out.
Yeah,
and now
exactly
I'm seeing so much abundance now.
It's wonderful. We don't actually live that far apart. I'm in Southern California, too.
Oh, what city?
I'm in the Temecula Riverside area.
Oh,
so I'm over by the winery.
Yeah,
I do live events, large group readings, where people come and they can get a reading either individually or they can come to these sessions where I allow the dearly departed. We have one coming up actually December 15th, and it's called Christmas from Heaven. So it's going to be a dinner, a beautiful dinner, and they have a wine tasting, and then you get an opportunity to see if maybe someone from heaven has a message for you. And I really love doing this work. It's so healing, and it just changes so many lives.
That sounds fun. Where is the event?
It's called the Reserve Garden. They can find it online. So Sunshine Frost, I do have a YouTube, a Facebook, a TikTok, and an Instagram, and you can go to sunshinefrost.com to book a session. And I'll tell you something, Barbara, that I found when I got into this super unregulated industry. I went to school at BYU for medicine, and I was also in the Army. So I'm a 91 Delta, which is an operating room technician. I watched a lot of souls cross over, Barb. I also was a paramedic. I watched a lot of souls cross over there. Okay?
I bet so. With
watching,
that job.
Yeah, it was amazing, though, for me to really see the light, to see the souls crossing, to see that, which just it just changed so much perspective for me. That I felt like, I remember seeing the families at the hospital grieving and being in such pain, and me remembering that soul crossing and seeing those angels, seeing those loved ones, seeing, I call it the rainbow bridge, and seeing the glory, the joy, and the painlessness and the peace on their face. I knew that my place was in the healing of the spirit, not the body.
Wow. Does everybody go to the same place? You said that you saw the light when they passed. What if they're bad?
Yes.
Do you see something else?
I don't think it's, first of all, I don't see people as good or bad. I see people with experiences. We're here to have experiences. And I do see everyone has a guide. Everyone has angels. Every single person on this earth, from the worst person to the best person, has angels and guides with them at all time, because we all came from the same place. And we are here to gain experiences, to learn to serve each other, to learn to have a relationship with the Creator, however you identify that. And yes, we all do go to have our life review. And during your life review, from what I understand, it, depending on how you live your life, it can be like a heaven or like a hell. If you've lived, you know, in a way that's made everyone around you suffer and you've been extremely selfish, then when you do your life review, you not only feel what you said, Barbara, but you feel what the other person went through when you said those things or did those things.
And I would like
to... this is really interesting. I would like to go to that event, maybe.
Yeah, I would love for you to come. I think when I did our map, we were only about 45 minutes apart.
Okay. Well, what I was going to jump in and say, UE had said that, I'm just letting you know that we would not be taking calls. And the reason I wanted to go ahead and say that now, because there are some people listening. For those of you that would not be able to get in today, we are going to be also here on Friday with Dale Scheer. But just letting everybody know.
I'll answer some spirit questions. I definitely don't mind. I wanted an opportunity to talk about a couple of the projects and some things that are going on. I love teaching about spirit. I love it. I truly feel that it brings...
You would be okay with taking a call, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that'll be fine. Yeah, let's try.
I'll go ahead and I'll put one of the callers through. Let me see here. How about... Okay. 775... You're on the air.
Hi, everybody. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, and Jonathan and Barbara and Sunshine. It's a privilege.
Hi,
Miss Wendy.
Hi. I'll try to be concise. I am 70 years old, and my sister and I, our lease will be up at the end of April next year, and I am planning on applying for remote work from home as soon as I get my new desk and chair delivered. I have quite a bit of experience on the phone. And will my sister and I sign a new lease together? And will it be something we're excited about? Because the cost of apartments has skyrocketed in Sacramento.
Okay. Yes. So I already have a very strong answer for that. You have a lot of people on the other side, by the way. Okay, so you have a lot of spirit energy around you, period. You and your sister will, but you're not going to stay in the same area. You wanted to get a little bit further out. It's not where you're at now. You're in like a very metropolitan area. This shows me moving a little bit further out away from people a little bit. And yes, are you in an apartment now? Because it shows me like, are you on an upper level?
No, it has to be ground floor because of my disability with my family.
Right. Okay. So what I'm saying is I see this being a lot more accessible to you, and you and your sister definitely are going to get a lease. But I feel this being, you said, when are you out of there? Because this feels like February or March.
Well, our lease is up at the end of April. And
okay. So I see you finding the other place. Yeah. I definitely see you finding the other place, and you will find the remote work. That's not going to be a problem for you at all. I see two different. Have you already applied for two different jobs, like putting your resume out there?
No, I have not, but I get calls from temp agencies. Basically, I have to. Now they want like three times the income, three times of what the rent would be. And
right.
We were thinking about Elk Grove, which is not real far, but it's not Sacramento.
Yeah, it's not going to be Sacramento, I can tell you that. The neighborhood you're in has changed a lot, they're showing me. You guys don't even feel the same way about it. You're going to move. It's going to be a lot better, a little greener, a little bit more green space. So definitely, I definitely feel that.
Well, that's great. Do you think it'll be Elk Grove?
It does feel like that. When you said that, I get a wonderful feeling in the pit of my stomach. I get a wonderful feeling, which means that absolutely.
You know what? You are an angel because my sister, Leslie, I love my nephew. His name is Brandon. He's a young adult. And his father lives in Elk Grove. So that would be more conducive for everybody. And I want... we want to get a nicer place. It'll be expensive to move, and I hope it'll be a place where we'll be happy with living for quite a long time.
I feel that you will be a lot happier, like a little green space, your little plants, things that you can have. It's going to be a lot better for you. Where you're at now has just changed too much. It's not for you anymore. You need to just take this little leap, and it's going to end up a lot better for you both, honestly. It really will.
Great. So we'll sign the lease together then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys need each other. You really do.
And I love to help her. I want to help her. And I never say one word when I know that I'm financially helping. I consider it a blessing from God to be able to.
You're a servant. Yeah, you have that personality to serve. You've always been this way. You took care of everyone, and you still do that.
My beloved mother named me Wendy from Peter Pan because she wanted me to take care of my siblings. And I have a long-term care insurance, and it includes home care, and it's an indemnity plan. And I've not touched it, but I've paid for 18 years. So I have substantial health backup, MRIs, CT scans, clinical notes, everything in my Kaiser records. I hope that the Unum company will approve me, or will I have to get an attorney? Because I know how to talk to these people. I'll be very right on it.
They're showing me that you don't have to get an attorney, but you need to consult. It's not a bad idea. Do you have a female friend that works in the this is like a paralegal or somebody that works in the medical field? She's a female.
No, but I'm really good at research, and I happened to find an attorney that sued this company for several million dollars. So they know his name, and he said I could keep in contact with him and ask questions at no charge.
That's wonderful. Well, I would definitely do that. I don't know, but I see a female, so I don't know. Maybe that's just paralegal, but I do see you getting help. It's legal advice, so I would definitely go through them.
Okay. Well, I've worked in a HIPAA environment for over 20 years, and the magic words are, you know, I'm talking to the Department of Insurance, and also, you know, I'm an unusually kind person, but I can be very, very factual, can gain respect from people when they get to know me a little bit better.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy. We really appreciate you calling in, and I hope that this month goes wonderful and you have a great Christmas.
Okay, well, thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. God bless you. We love Wendy.
Yeah, what a sweetheart. I love that.
Yes, this is one thing that I wanted to ask you, because in the beginning of the show you were talking about you are a Christian clairvoyant. So that
means I'm a practicing.
When you pray to Jesus Christ. Then you
I do.
Jesus. Oh, a lot of people would like to hear about that, because it seems like the Christians are the ones that think that the paranormal and talking about it and diving into that is a sin or evil. What do you think about that?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's the reason why I started doing this full time. Yes, I am a Christian clairvoyant, and that is the primary reason I don't do divination, because we're actually prohibited from divination. However, the natural gifts of the Spirit, such as what's defined in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, which means the gift of prophecy, which means knowing things that may happen in the future, also blessed assurance, being able to know that our loved ones are at peace from God on the other side, is really part of our faith. Because why are we working for all this if there really is no afterlife and our loved ones aren't with God on the other side? So that's part of faith building is the gift of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, the gift of visions and dreams, the gifts of prophecy. So I think that many Christians understand it and they do their best. But for those that are born with gifts, such as very innocent and pure children, I think that they're born this way for a reason. And this type of intuition goes back actually to the tribes of Levi in the Old Testament. The Levites were seers, and this is my actual title, is the seer of light, which is S-E-E-R, which is a biblical term for someone that is an intuitive, that was naturally born with this gift. And in the tribe of Levi, Barbara, they would wear these actual breastplates with 12 precious stones to help them interpret dreams, whether to go to war or not, who would be the next king, who would be the next prophet, who would get sick, how should they heal them. So it's actually very biblical. It's just that people got off a track with remembering that. And in the New Testament, you know, we have Christ, who was actually the most bad, you know, just amazing healer. He was the most amazing supernatural person that lived. He said,
right,
you'll be able to do all the things I did. You'll do all of these things plus more. He raised the dead.
Wow.
He healed. He knew the future. He knew what was people's hearts. He had the gift of telepathy. He said that all of his apostles could do this. And after he crossed over and he breathed out the Holy Spirit on them, they were actually able to do those gifts. So we live in a world where the Holy Spirit is among us. So getting in tune with that is very simple. I just went to church yesterday and took the sacrament, and it puts me back in tune. I get even stronger clairvoyant abilities when I stay in the Word rather than out of it.
I find this to be very, very interesting now that you've even explained it further, because what are these Christians so afraid of when they're the ones who believe that Jesus was risen from the dead, believe that he, rose again from the dead? Now, why do they not believe in that it could exist anywhere else in the universe? Any paranormal whatsoever is evil? That just does not make sense, does it?
Yeah, that's so interesting, because I do deal with this a lot, because I go live, and this is actually how Jonathan found me, was I was dealing with some critics, which I love unbelievers. I do. I really love unbelievers. I think unbelievers are as important as believers, and you call them trolls. I call them little goblins, but I love them, and I feel that it's just really a misunderstanding most of the time for what they have been taught. But I think that you have to have a balance in everything. So I've never been to a medium or psychic myself. So for me, I see a lot of fake followers and a lot of fake readers out there. And I'm not bad-mouthing anybody, but I have seen it where they're fishing for trying to get someone that and preying on people's grief. They prey on the grief and they exploit the grief and they tell them a few things that aren't validatable. So when I went into this completely unregulated industry, from being a business person and being someone with a very scientific background, being very logical, I knew logically this shouldn't be happening, but I knew it was. So I wanted to get the science behind it. So I studied a lot of metaphysics, a lot of quantum physics, and a lot of paranormal stuff. I kind of avoided that, but I studied the actual science of spirit. And by doing so, I really was able to validate my experiences. And I realize now that metaphysics and Christianity do not have to be separate. And I actually am listed in Wikipedia as the founder of metaphysical Christianity, bringing in what God already created, which Creator God made all of science and our ability to believe in him. And so I believe metaphysics add to my worship. It doesn't take away from it. So the use of incense, the use of these things, that was done in the temple. Using a candle, I've had people accuse me of everything, like, oh, you use a candle. Well, so does the Pope. You use incense. Well, they use that in the temple. They did sacrifice. They had the fat of the lamb. Christ was not a Christian. Okay? Christianity was started after Christ, and it includes a lot of diverse sects. So I try to make inclusion that Christ did not come to judge, but to teach and to heal. And I try to keep it in that atmosphere when I help people connect to their loved ones, to their angels and guides, so that they can get that healing.
I was wondering, would you like to try to get another caller, or would you like to talk a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to.
This is a person who's waiting a while. 212, are you there?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi,
caller. What's your name?
Oh, this is Bryn in New York City. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, and I'm here in New York City. And hi, Sunshine. How are you?
Hi, Bryn. How are you doing, hon?
I'm okay. I think I've been going through, a reclaiming cycle or transformational cycle. It's been difficult, but I feel like things are slowly, ever so slowly and subtly dawning. So I just want some commentary on that. What your guides or the angels say about that?
Yeah, I definitely feel like you're in part of the awakening. They're talking about Kundalini energy. This is sort of like something that came on a bit sudden. I feel like right now you're in what they call the dark night of the soul. So if you Google you'll get...
No, I know all about it. I've been in a few of those in my life. I'm 65 years old. I've been in several of those.
Yeah, so you're kind of at the tail end of, it feels like, the third revolution of the Dark Night of the Soul. And what they're talking about, when is your birthday, Bren?
July 3rd, 1956.
So are you Cancer?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because I do feel like, see, I'm Pisces, so I feel that deeper introspective water sign where we can turn things inward and become very emotional toward ourselves. And they're showing me that a lot of people have left out of your life, and you've had to really get okay with being alone. Not that you're always alone, but that you had to learn to be okay with it. I do feel like you're deepening. You have a lot of faith. You were raised in faith. You were steeped in it. But you've had to really question your faith as to who, what you want to believe. Not the traditions that were spoon-fed into you, but who and what you really want to believe.
Right.
And I very strongly feel that you're going to be okay from this, but this awakening has brought a whole new tribe of people into your life. What you used to think was a big deal, you don't. And that's very common with people that go through the awakening. It's a big part of their existence. They're talking about some physical health issues. Have you been having health issues?
Well, it affects me physically, these dark nights. I get very, I want to say, contracted.
And
I've had that all my life, you know. Well, I've had periods of a contraction and periods of, like, feeling like I'm expanding and I'm joyful for no reason at all. I've had these periods come on me sometimes when I'm walking down the street or I'm on a bus. I've had these all throughout my life. Something will come into me and I'll be seeing things intensely and I'll be joyful for apparently no reason at all. You know, and
I'm sure you know what Kundalini is, correct, Bren? You know what Kundalini awakening is?
No,
Kundalini
I know what it is, yeah.
Because I do feel like you also have a psychic ability. You've always been very sensitive to spirit. Is your grandmother, this is your mother's mother that's on the other side, she works as a guide for you?
Yeah, I think she does, yeah.
And I feel like there's been quite a few people in your life that have left you or not been in your life anymore. So it's important, though, you're kind of vitamin D deficient. You're deficient in basically getting sunlight and being outside. So I want you to spend more time outside and also make sure that you're not isolating, because I feel like you're isolating, but then you come out a little bit of your shell. I want to make sure that you're staying plugged into people, because part of Cancer and Pisces, for that matter, part of that is that we can be around people for a little while, but then we have to pull away to protect our energy, right?
Right.
So I just want to make sure that you are re-engaging back with people that have good boundaries.
Right. I don't know many people. I have some friends, but they're very busy all the time.
I would like to see you maybe turn to some online. I mean, even though I'm saying get connected, I'm very connected through my online world. And I do a few warm circles here in Southern California, but I feel so connected to my online family. So making sure you're doing some support groups and making sure you're finding some people that have common values, common thoughts. Because the last thing I want for you is, because the first thing that came through is that you do suffer with depression. And I want to make sure that you're not doing that. And also, you're very hard on yourself. Like, you're incredibly crazy hard on yourself. Your angels and guides are like, tell him he's loved. Tell him he's lovable. Tell him there's nothing wrong with you. You are a very loving person. You're a very giving person. You keep your house very nice. You take care of your things. It all means something to you. We don't want you to get too isolated, okay?
Right. I hear.
But I would be looking up, you know, spiritual awakening, because we do. Like you said, you've been through it three times. It kind of comes in layers. When we're ready to spiritually advance, it's called leveling up. I know you know this. So you're just leveling up. And it is kind of difficult when you as a psychic, or I would call you an empathic person, when you're an empath, and what happens is you start seeing beyond the physical, that there's a whole other spiritual realm, it can get quite depressing when no one else can see it but you.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's why I say plug into some groups, plug into some metaphysical groups, plug into some spiritual awakening groups, get on Facebook, get on YouTube, find some groups, because that's what you need. You just need a little bit more interaction, okay?
Okay, and you see things getting transformative for me.
And they already are. This is already, the process of growth is never without painfulness. So you're already transforming. It's about finding those that can transform with you. So I run a group called The One Tribe, and everybody's welcome. We have Muslims, Christians, agnostics, Buddhists. We invite everybody because I believe that we are made of a rich tapestry due to our differences, not our likenesses.
So it's called One Tribe?
Yeah, it's called The One Tribe. Yes, I started as a nonprofit, but you can follow us at The Prophetic Warrior on TikTok. You can follow The One Tribe at Sunshine Frost on Facebook. But we're a very, very inclusive group, and it's a lot of love. We do a lot of healing. We open the floor up to anybody. I just don't think that people just like me need to be in my group. I think people like everyone needs to be there. Yeah, you don't have to believe like I believe. I want you to feel inclusive and be a part of the One Tribe.
That's beautiful. I love how you say that. That's a wonderful...
Enter her group.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Answer some questions. Is this Facebook? I'm not on TikTok, but most people do have Facebook, so... What should he do? Go and look for your group, and then you have questions.
Yes, ma'am. So we have the One Tribe community page. That's a community if you ever need prayer, if you're struggling with something, if someone's sick or in the hospital. It's basically like an online prayer community, and we pray in all languages, all tongues, and in all nations. So we're all over the world. I have actual clients of mine all over the world, so I'm not limited to any one place. We have them in the UK. We have them in Canada. I've done sessions in Cape Town, Africa. My orphanage that I run is in Uganda, Africa. So I have – that's why it's called the One Tribe. We have Jewish. We have Muslim. We have Christian. We have agnostics. We have pagans. We all coexist with love because we know that our goal here – our goal here is not to exclude. It's to include. It's – you know, to me – The One Tribe message is about being the expression of God's love to everybody. That's what being a believer is to me.
All right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. So just find us. You can go to the One Tribe community page at Facebook, or you can just find Sunshine Frost, and I will shoot you the right direction, okay?
Thank you, Sunshine. It was an honor to speak to you. Thank you, Johnny, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you for calling, Bryn. Yes. Oh, you helped him so much, and also Wendy. And I'm so glad that you're taking some calls to help our listeners that we love and appreciate so much. So thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
This has been very, very interesting. So, okay, I know that you didn't want to do that many readings, but that was a treat to have a couple because, you know, you've got a lot going on and we have to cover that. So we have a December event you're doing in December. Yes, Johnny?
Yeah.
Well, my question is that, you know, I think I might have told you this. I have a Roku channel, and one of the things I'd love to do is go live on the Roku channel. And I'm wondering if you see that happening.
I do. But I see you collaborating with a secondary person, and it feels like it's somebody that you already know. But I did see this last night, your business splitting into two parts. And I said one will be more value to the face and one is more value to the voice. So meaning one is definitely a podcast format. And for Barbara, I also see another project happening for you, Barbara, as well. So you guys both have this collaborative podcast, but I see each of you spanning out in separate directions. And yes, I do see them both being very successful.
Johnny already has his Roku channel, and so do I. It's just that we need it to be ignited because we're doing this podcast, which I love so much. You know, podcasts, there are a lot of benefits to podcasts, and I think that's why I mean, Johnny and I were doing it 3 years ago together. He, before me, 12 years. And lo and behold, it became a craze. I mean, we were doing it before. This just became such a craze. There are so many companies like trying to get business to help somebody start their podcast. And you know what? Here we've been doing that. And I know firsthand, after doing this, every day, one year, we did it every single day, 7 days a week. Firsthand, I know how fulfilling it can be. It's kind of like your journal that is, it is down forever in time. You want to know what you were doing a few months ago on that day?
Yeah.
Go listen to the show, you know, because it will ignite a memory. So I find this to be so beneficial for just people to
sharpen
and have therapy. But we want to also be seen. But you know what? That is work. That is work, Sunshine Frost. That is a lot of work. That's on camera. That's lighting. That's sound. That's how do I look? That's makeup. That's hair. That's outfits. That's background. I mean, that's a lot of work. So podcast.
I do that every day.
I'm never
going
to stop
doing podcasts. Johnny filmed me live. So I do go live every single day. I go live every day, and I focus on healing one heart at a time. There's an epidemic.
So I will get pointers from you. I want to join your group, and I want to share. We have a group. It's called Life, Laughter, Happiness group page on Facebook.
I'll be your spiritual counselor for that. I'll be your spirit counselor.
We could go live on yours, live on ours, and then post, we can switch and do vice versa. So we could get some content on those and get it ignited. And then pick and choose who we want to be on camera, because not everybody should, not that they're not attractive. I'm not saying that. Not everybody's going to come across well that way because they get stiffened up. They get nervous. They don't, they'll cancel because they don't want to be on camera. Podcast is amazing.
I think it's not that we have to go our separate ways.
We're always going to work. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just have to get this point out there because Johnny, it's like I don't want him to have to spend an hour talking about something that he should be feeling good about. Oh, my gosh, the podcast is going amazingly. Now we want to start a couple other things. He has other interests than I have. So we always are on each other's show every single time. Like, now I'm on his show that he's had for 14 years, and he might be on my live show with you on a guest on Facebook, but we always do it together. I don't want Johnny to worry about that. That's all I wanted to say, and thank you for listening. I hope that makes Johnny feel better.
Yes, it does.
Thank
you, clairvoyant, too, and I know how people, I know what they're thinking when they say it. I know exactly what they are going to do, say, and I feel that I have the power to change that. So why be clairvoyant? Why be psychic or a medium if you don't even help people? You know what I mean? And I love what you said to Bryn, our caller, about you need to get out there. You need to get in groups because he's holding so much in. And there's no reason for that. And it is causing physical problems. Like sometimes my neck and my shoulders, it's like a rock and it hurts so bad. And that's stress. You know what? Let it out. I love that you have groups. And I love that you let people in just to talk about this without being judged.
Yeah, I find that's the saddest state of affairs that we're in, that the believers that should be the most loving, the least judgmental, tend to leave the church and leave any organized religion, which is, I'm not about organized religion. I'm only here about relationship to spirit, the Holy Spirit. But I find that it's really unfortunate that so many beautiful souls with gifts and with past and with different choices leave their beliefs because they don't find a place to fit in.
And I want to say something about that. I studied philosophy in college. Do you know what the word church means?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I mean, do you know what it means? Do you know what it means?
I mean, to me, it's a business.
Okay.
I thought
what
it meant gathering of the people.
Yeah, what it means is assembly of those who are called out. That's what it means, assembly of those who are called up. So, in other words, it doesn't say anything about it being a building, does it? I mean, there is
no. What did he say? I couldn't even hear him.
Assembly of those who are called out, meaning that
Sunshine, please help me out.
Yes.
Tell me the first word you said.
Church.
Assembly.
No, like, what did he just say? It means he's been saying this sentence for three times. I cannot get it, Johnny. Please say it slowly and clearly.
Okay. Assembly of those who are called
An assembly of those assembly? That are called out.
A family?
Assembly.
Assembly. Oh.
And
that's correct, Johnny.
There's nothing in that definition that says anything about it being a building.
All right.
No, it's not. He said that in the last days, people will worship me in truth and in spirit. And on Joel 2:28, he said that in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit and men and women will prophesy and young men will dream dreams and women will see visions. So it's not directive to one race, one gender, one creed, one religion. There's people just like me all over the planet right now. And we're all here to spread a lot of light in a time that is becoming a very, you know, possibly a very dark era.
Well, I know how I've always felt about Jesus. I felt him in my heart. I just could never explain it to people, even though, yes, I enjoyed reading the wonderful stories and
it's
being knowledgeable about the Bible, but I just felt it. It's always been. I never feel alone because of Jesus. So, you know, and I was telling my mom, oh, we have psychics on this new show that I'm doing. This was a few years ago, right? And I could tell she didn't want to say anything bad because she was happy for me. You know, I was doing something I really love doing. But she just wasn't that interested. But then after a while, when she got sick and the doctor gave her 6 years to live, she was open to it, and she enjoyed it. And then 5 days before she passed away and I was in her room, she, right beyond me, saw a ghost and three different times, like two different nights, three different times, or maybe four, but two with me. There it is again. And I had her describe it and everything, and I put it on record, and I recorded her talking about it because I never wanted to forget those stories. Did you see how much me working on the show, because we've had many psychics on, it's not that we're a psychic show, but we love them as guests, right, Johnny? So
that's right.
And she was more open to it because she's all the visits, she saw I was on the show, she loved Johnny, we would do FaceTime with her, but I never did get her on the show, but that's okay. I'm just so glad she was open to the paranormal. She's such a strong Christian. That's my point. Like, it was really amazing to see her open up about it. If my mother, the strongest Bible study leader, fellowship director for 30 years, can open up her heart to it, then anybody could.
Yes, I agree with that. Did you guys have any other callers tonight?
Yes, we do. Let me put
awesome.
another person on here. How about 860? You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, caller.
Hi, it's Amla. How are you, Sunshine? Hi. How are you, Barbara?
Sunshine Cross, this is Amla. Oh, we love her. She is our friend and listener, like loyal listener. And we love her. And she has your spiritual book come out. Let us know after this show. And, you know, we'll help you. I mean, we'll help you by having you on. We're so excited.
No,
so you
great.
Are on with
that would be
medium,
great.
Sunshine Frost. You are on with her. So go ahead with your question.
Oh, that sounds great. So thanks for the awesome introduction, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Of course. Thank you. So I'm ready for a new relationship. And I was just wondering if you see Mr. Soul Connected Person is coming in, and when might that be? And
can I have your birthday?
Yep, it's coming up. It's 12/16/73. a massage.
Okay. So they're talking a lot about having some sort of unfinished business. Like, are you divorced also?
No, actually, but I fell in love really hard twice within 10 years.
Because it shows me that you weren't always treated the best in these relationships, and you're carrying some of the wounds from that, which is creating trust issues for you in the future.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. That does make sense.
And I do see you. It's almost like it's not that you don't attract anybody. It's that you don't necessarily like the people that you attract to you, because people are drawn to you because you're very warm and you speak your mind. You say exactly what you think.
Yeah.
You have a lot of energy around you, but it's the people you're attracting you're not necessarily attracted to back.
That's right, because they're not in, like, to me, what really stimulates me is the mind. I really love having in-depth conversations, which is very sad, you know. I also have Aquarius rising. So I'm a big thinker.
Yeah. You're an intellectual. You're a talker. You tell people how it is. You're very opinionated. But they're also saying you're kind of balanced between your masculine and feminine energy. Have you ever heard that?
Actually, I worked on it. I was more Sag is very masculine energy, but I balanced it out. It took me work. But, yes, I feel like I'm like that. I'm grounded now. Yes.
So what they're saying, your guides especially, are giving me this impression that it's not that you can't find anybody. It's that, like I said, I don't want to say loser magnet. That's a terrible thing to say. But these guys don't have it together. They really don't have their stuff together. They're not
that's
igniting
right.
you, like you said.
Exactly.
It's like this time in your life is meant to be alone for a little bit. I know you can call a psychic and they could tell you, oh, you're going to meet Mr. Wright. He's 6 foot tall. You know, he's tall, dark, and handsome. But I really don't do that. I always want to be very authentic and genuine in what your experience is. And right now, this is a time that you finally have learned to live and love yourself. You're able to go out with yourself, take yourself to coffee, go to a movie, go to dinner.
Yeah.
You're able to do those things. There's no guilt anymore.
Right.
You don't think
that's
about
right.
the money that you spent. You don't think about, you're not, you know, you got to remember walking back into a relationship is not just roses and romance. It's also commitment, dealing with someone else's bad day, dealing with someone else's grown children, dealing with somebody else's bills, somebody else's health issues. So I feel like this time of yours is really spent right now joyfully being single. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, it's not what I want to hear, but that's what spirit's giving you, so I respect that.
It is giving me that. And they're also telling me, where do you live at? Because I feel like, are you traveling for Christmas? Because I feel like there's a gathering around you at Christmas.
Really? No, not really. It's funny, I'm a Virgo moon. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are you getting around? Because I do feel like there's somebody you're going to meet around Christmas. So I feel like enjoy the singleness that you have right now. Because I do see someone coming, but it's around the end of December.
Oh, wow. That's not far at all.
I don't think this is not like people say, I want to meet the one. I actually don't believe there is just one, because our souls change, our soul paths change. So I think that there's many souls created in a soul group, and it's very easy. You've met a few of them. You've already met a few of them, but you just didn't choose to be life partners with them. So keep doing your thing. Keep doing you.
It's interesting because the last person really, he talks to me in my dreams, and it was really hard to find forgiveness and forgive myself. I'm really happy with, he just came in my dream actually 3 days ago, and it was just basically, it was cool though. It was like, we were just saying hello, and it was just like a nice hello. And I knew that we were energetically connected. I really believe dreams help us do that, to resolve whatever was unresolved. Yeah,
absolutely. So dreams are one of the one ways that people get validation. A spirit will tell me they visited someone in a dream, or you tried to save them, or they talked to you, or you sat on a bench. If the person's lips move in the dream,
it's exactly what I need, because I'm just like, when he came in, I'm like, uh-oh, am I still attached to him? I was scared. I was really scared, but then he just was saying hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. How are you? That was pretty much it.
That's a lot of what the beginning of your little session here was talking about, you having trust issues and not being treated so well in the past. You want to make sure that you are whole, healthy, and complete so that you're attracting someone who is whole, healthy, and complete.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we attract, our vibration attracts someone that resonates with us. So if we're in a place of hurt or recovery or addiction or sadness or unworthiness, we're attracting someone to mirror that exact resignation.
Exactly.
So we want to make sure we're resonating on the highest. That's why I say when you really are happy with yourself, love, you're going to be able to attract somebody who's so, because you like spontaneous, you like joyful, you like someone happy, you want to laugh, you want to have a good time, and that's going to come when you're doing that for yourself.
Yeah, and I think the other part of it, it's not even just a opposite gender relationship in my case, it's also just like meeting anybody, like nobody, like, I love learning, I love it, I want to be challenged. And I always feel like I'm the teacher in my friendships and relationships. And I'm just kind of like done. And at that point in my life, I'm just like, this is just not fulfilling me. Yeah.
So I would tell you the same thing I told Bren, actually, is join the One Tribe, because you're going to be around intellectual, spiritual giants that are really going to help you grow. And they're going to really get outside of your comfort zone and really expand you a lot.
Okay. Great. I actually already did that right when you were talking to Bren. I looked you up, and sure enough, your name was there, and I'm already in there. So
yeah, just Google me.
I guess I just
got
to get approved
up
or something. Yeah, no,
yes,
it would be great to talk to you and see you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm in a lot of publication. If you just Google Sunshine Frost, you'll find me. I've been doing this. I do a lot of missing persons. I do murder cases. I've worked with the police.
Wow.
I do a lot of different stuff. So I just use the gift to heal one person at a time. Sometimes
and
many.
And I can just tell your confidence in what you do. Like you're it. Like you're the real deal. I could, because I'm very intuitive my own way too, and I could sense you. And you really, just even your voice when you started talking, I'm like, okay, this, yeah, you've got this. You said you're what, fourth or fifth generation or something? Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes complete sense.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, crazy, though. Okay. Your reading for Amala, I was thinking, do you ever get mixed up with, like, maybe two people on the line? Because that would be exactly my reading I was thinking, because I'm so much enjoying right now being single.
Thank you.
That's getting my life together, you know?
Absolutely. I love doing it.
And then the thing about the December, I was thinking, I just have had this feeling so many times. And I, you know, when I have feelings, and all of you do too, except for Johnny saying he's not psychic.
I do help, Ms. Barbara, you help develop them.
But
so
I
I'm
feel,
putting
no,
together.
Hold on. Wait, I wanted to tell you, I have a feeling. I kept thinking in December I am going to, somebody's going to come into my life. It was just, I don't even want it. Like, I'm enjoying this, you know? I don't even care. I don't even think about my future with a man. And then, but I kept thinking this is going to happen. So would it be possible that you got it mixed up and those were, like, for me? Not Amala? Just in the beginning, not at the end.
No, those were definitely for her, but I do feel that you do have a lot of gifts, and I don't think one person will come into your life. I think you attract many people into your life, and it'll be up to you to choose which one you feel sets you in the best.
Oh, Barbara, you're so bubbly. It doesn't surprise me. You would attract a zillion people. Oh, my God. Really?
Exactly.
It's a no-brainer
with
you.
Because I might meet the wrong person, which is not really, but it's like, I don't care. I don't feel like I'm wasting my life because I stay home and work, but I could be having a lot more fun. And I was thinking about getting into a group, and I'm like, what group would I get into in Facebook? So it's so funny that Sunshine brought up, you know, getting groups, because we shouldn't be alone. And I'm finding myself alone a lot since I moved down here, you know, not knowing anybody. So I want to golf. I'm going to get into a golf group, I thought. There must be one on Facebook, right?
Oh, absolutely. You guys can go to local, like you can go to your, like I live close to Riverside, so I go to Riverside now, look at events. You can go to, so Spiritual Awakening, I'm featured on a lot of those groups. I'm their residence medium, so they don't call me a psychic because I am a Christian clairvoyant and medium. So they do feature me on there. So I get into other groups besides my own because you never want ego to get in the way of your actual higher self. So I do make sure I become a part of other groups to keep me grounded, not just my own group. So Spiritual Awakening.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And Amala, is your book, it's a, let me get it maybe right. It is a daily spiritual book that you write in.
It is. It's in a nutshell, it's called Amala Speaks, A-M-L-A, Speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S, then that's my .com. And all the books are there, but the latest one came out in June, and it's Amala Speaks 365.
Okay. I want to say something, because I want to ask a question for Amala, because, you know, haven't you been trying to get a hold of Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, yeah. And that was a long time ago. That ship has kind of sailed. That's water under the bridge. There's just so much more to, there's so much more for me to, out there. Like, I'm not, I think it's when I'm being natural, me, I love myself. I am so in love with my,
yeah.
I think Sunshine hit it. It's like, I feel so full right now. And that's
great.
What, like, I don't really feel like I need to try anymore. Even with the celebrities, people find me, people find Sunshine. People will find you. Yeah.
You just said it, Barbara, your vibe determines your tribe and you don't have to try. When you resonate, everybody's hearing this message right now. They're resonating with me because they're supposed to. Oh, Amala.
Amala said that. And so
Amala.
That was good. Wow.
Yeah,
you're
you resonate with your
tribe.
But
where did she go? Sunshine, where do we go? I mean, where does Amala go? To meet people. I mean, okay, they find you when you're sitting in your apartment and never go anywhere. I mean, I'm saying I do that a lot.
No, it's not about that. It's like, for me, actually, it's actually part of my writing. It's like you meet universe, like shaking hands with the universe. You're not going to overextend your hand 80% to have a handshake with universe. You meet universe halfway. And that's how I see and be with people, even attracting people who want to see me, talk to me, books, whatever it is.
Really?
I meet people.
Why not all
halfway.
The way
I extend my hand out. And then
wait,
the only way to have an exchange with the universe is to have a handshake back. And it only works that way. If you're over trying, you're doing
90%. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I never heard of it. I thought you were supposed to like give the universe the 100% of you. Like that's your faith, your everything, your mother, you know, earth that you love. All of the beauty of your environment. No? Oh,
that was Amala that just spoke about the universe, correct?
I know. I want to know, Sunshine, though, can you, I mean, what do you think about that? I've never heard of this that you give half, 50%. Have you?
Well, yes. It's actually, yeah, it's one of the spiritual laws. So there's a couple of laws that always apply to things. Like one is the law of affinity, like attracts like. So like attract like, so like thoughts. This is the same way The Secret and all of those things abounded in abundance is the law of affinity. But what I believe that was Amala that was talking for about the universe meeting halfway, correct?
Yes.
She was, what she is saying is yes, and I'm going to apply this to a spiritual principle to make it easy. So we have a physical universe here. We're in a physical realm right now, but there's a spiritual realm in which all spiritual principles apply, right? So universe, just like you're saying, she's saying, let the universe meet you halfway. This is the same as when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Just like when Jesus did healing, he didn't just say, you're healed. He said, go wash your face. So he gave every human had something they needed to do on their half of it, and then universe met them halfway. So you don't have to force the universe. When you're in your spiritual alignment, everything falls into place. And nothing ever happens a day before or a day after it's intended. It always happens right on time. No matter if it's, you could be 50, you could be 70, it's so irrelevant. Time is a creation, and
exactly.
The universe
it's divine
exactly
order.
What
yes.
It's supposed to. It's in well, divine yes. order, correct? Yes.
Do you believe
thank you
in
for
time
calling
travel?
In, Amla. Did you get all your answers, or?
Yes, thank you, Amala. I'm looking forward. I'm going to look up that book. I actually do a spiritual intuitive course, so it might be beneficial for us to use it for those that are creating their intuitiveness to write down spiritual thoughts and journeys. So I'm going to be looking forward to looking into this workbook.
Amala said that she's going to contacting your group, right, Amala? So you
yes.
will
oh,
make, can you put a link
yes,
to your
Mary
book?
Because
I want to get one, too. So we'll put it on Life After Avenue,
yeah,
too. And all Sunshine Frost,
A-M-L-A-C,
by the way, will be
.com. Yeah.
On our YouTube. Okay, well, repeat that. I was talking over you. One more time, and then we will continue.
Yes.
Go ahead, Amala, one more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's spelled A-M-L-A, speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S, .com. That's my website, and that has all my books up there. But the Reflection book,
okay,
which
awesome.
Is the latest one, it's an easy read. It's, there's just passages and entries, and Spirit was channeling through me, and I just wrote down, I spoke my truth. It's Amla Speaks 365, the name of the book. So,
I love it.
I hope you enjoy
I love
it.
It.
Yeah.
So, yes, and I'm so glad that we're all going to connect, and that's what it's all about, you know? Like Johnny and I, we've
absolutely.
Always said, we want it to be the life, laughter, happiness community, and it's growing rapidly. So awesome. Well, thanks again, Amala, for stopping by, and
thank
we
you,
will be in touch, and we are looking forward to getting your new book. All right. Hey, Johnny. Let's
what?
Talk to Sunshine Frost.
Sure.
Psychic medium. Okay, Sunshine.
Yes.
What is your main title, that your domain or URL
master,
do you have?
Master Clairvoyant. SunshineFrost.com.
Okay, Master
so
Clairvoyant.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a Master Clairvoyant because I both teach on it. I am a clairvoyant. I'm a certified, but I also teach. So when you hit the level, you've been doing it a few decades and you're good at that and you're ready to teach others and they are able to activate and now they're successful in their business, then I believe you have earned the title of Master Clairvoyant.
Master. You know what? It
yeah.
really sounds beautiful too. And you know what? I'm glad my daughter actually had to explain to me early on what the different psychic, I don't know what you would say, not departments, but different, okay. For example, one is clairvoyant, one is where it's hearing. I forgot what they're all
yes,
called.
Those are the clairs.
Okay, can
so
you explain those
clairs.
And what they are?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So
thanks.
Everybody is born with some psychic ability, and not everybody is a medium, though. And I have found that physical mediumship is always hereditary, but mental mediumship, such as telepathy, clairviewing, clairsentient, which is clear feeling. There's clear audience.
Hold on.
Which is
you're going
clear.
Too fast. Hey, oh my gosh, you are so going so fast.
Psychic.
It's just you. It's your, it's so your, it's your life, basically. But imagine if somebody's never heard of anything like this, if anything, I mean, they won't know what you're even talking about as they don't even know what a medium
is. I'm gonna go
is.
Ahead and throw it down.
So can you just
so
tell us what first a medium is, a psychic, and then
yes.
all the different, what would you call
sure.
it? Not divisions, not.
Okay. Sure. So everybody's born a little psychic, but not everyone is a medium. A psychic is someone who just is a little more intuitive, okay? Some, there is a scale. I would say, let's say the scale is 1 to 5. A person that has a little intuitive or psychic ability is going to kind of predict things by accident. Like maybe you go to the store and you pick up Band-Aids, but no one has a cut. The next day someone gets cut. Or you go to pick up your phone and the person you're thinking of was already ringing you. Or maybe you say, I don't think we should go to the show today and there happens to be a rain out. Or maybe you take a different path and it just so happens there was an accident. This is very common, and this is known as psychic or intuitive ability, okay? mediums have the distinct separate knowledge of souls that have departed. So I give messages from the other side every single day. I work 7 days a week. I give soul messages 7 days a week for healing and for those that need to know their loved ones are at peace or to let go of grief or guilt or survivors' issues. It just allows them to move forward. But mediumship, there's two types. So in the very old days, there used to be mediums that would hold these seances where they conjured spirit. And this is typically where Christians get the idea that this is a very occultish behavior and not anything of the faith, because physical mediums would actually want to have manifestations of spirit, such as poltergeist activity, floating or levitating, morphing of facial features, ringing of bells, things that you see in like the Haunted Mansion. That type of mediumship was very much encouraged in the spiritualist movement. Now, you don't have a lot of physical mediums in the world today. They're very rare. Real ones are very, very rare. Okay?
That's not a physical medium.
I could be.
What does that mean? A rare medium. What can they do? Speak somehow to the dead. What else?
Physical mediums can ask spirit to manipulate physical objects to create poltergeist activity, paranormal activity, ghosts, all kinds, anything that you can look up on YouTube and you can see that things happened in a house that are out of the ordinary, that would be physical mediumship, okay? They're asking for that. They're conjuring. Physical mediumship
Sorry to interrupt you, but this is exactly what I was just wondering, because, of course, you can watch television, YouTube. There's tons of stories where people encountered these things happening, like, you know, some objects, like something that would annoy the person. The sunglasses were moved.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely no way. And it happens all the time, or the pounding on the door, and you're just in an apartment and you're a single mom. I believe these people. I believe them. And I just never knew how that happened and why them. So, oh, my gosh, explain it again.
Sure. So physical mediumship, let me get to the titles real quick. So physical mediumships are mediums that physically communicate with spirit and they have manifestations. So you can go to a seance with them and you sit in a dark room and they can physically have spirit. They themselves don't do it, but they have spirit that manipulates items and objects. I personally do not do that. I don't talk through spirit boxes. I don't do EMF. I don't do any of that. I've been involved with it. It's not my thing. I do not do that.
Can you give another tiny little example of what that is again? Because I'm trying to imagine it.
So,
is it Ouija board?
Yes, all of that, correct. Anything that physically uses contact with spirit, so they use physical means to contact or receive communication from spirit. I am what you call a mental medium. So I sit by myself or in a crowd, either one. I'm just like Teresa Caputo or John Edwards, or where we can just mentally give messages. So I telepathically connect to you, and I can telepathically connect to your angels and guides, and they deliver messages from the other side. So I'm not directly connecting to your deceased loved ones. I work only with angel energy. So your angels and your guides, I work through you to connect to them. And it's similar to how, you know, they're standing on a, like they're at a different event and we're calling by phone. Essentially, we're like calling them mentally and they're delivering pictures and messages, names and times. And I have a whole storage of emblems that I see, like purple flowers to me means they passed around Mother's Day. The red bird would be an item that I might see if a spirit, a male spirit, has crossed over and is coming to visit them, actually through a physical bird. So I have a lot of emblems and images. And, yes, I do see names occasionally. They're very clear. I get names about 40% of the time. I got names yesterday. That does happen. So I'm a mental medium. There's physical mediums. There's psychics. Psychics are usually people that do have a natural gift. But what they'd use is they use some type of divination to help them enhance that gift. So they may use cards, tarot, crystal balls, obviously that was something. They may use pendulums. They might use divination or dowsing rods. So they use a form of divination to help their intuitiveness be more in tune. And that's usually the three major realms. So card readers and psychics are one. And then clairvoyance is clear viewing. So when I'm doing a house clearing, for instance, I can close my eyes and see a person's house, like describe the house and things when I'm doing a clearing. I'll see where the spirit energy is. If they've opened any portals by accident, like by playing with Ouija boards or something, I can see if there's energy that's been opened in the house, and then I'll show them how to close that down.
So why are these Ouija boards, and where do they derive from? Isn't this a French? They spell it French in a French way, I believe. Why is it having to be bad? Why can't it be good?
So I don't talk about things I don't know about, and since I don't use them, I won't comment on it. Yeah, I only comment
you
on
won't
what
even
I
comment?
Personally. Yeah,
you
no, not
comment?
Really, because I don't work with divination, so it's something I don't do. And in my intuition courses, we don't really use any type of crutch work. We actually work to develop our own mental ability that God gave us in our own spirit to connect to the higher source of all things. And I believe through that, we can really open ourselves up to all the spiritual influence we need. I don't think we need to speak to earthbound spirits. That's just not how I do it. But again, I open my groups to people that do all types of work. So everybody has a different gift that they're comfortable.
Oh, I know. And it's wonderful that it's all light and positivity. And I am so really glad to hear that, of course. And that's why you are on our show, Life After Happiness. But I'm wondering, say I'm somebody who has played with one in first grade with all of my little girlfriends.
Yeah.
And I've had all of this, and you say that spirits are attracted to me. And
yes.
Now I'm wondering, well, is it because that I played with a Ouija board, but you don't even talk about them? So where do I go to talk about this?
So I didn't say I don't talk about them. I said I don't comment on what or why people would use them. I do not use them. I discourage the practice of it because you are talking to earthbound spirits, and once you open
too
the
late,
portal,
I already used it. Oh, I mean, that little girl was me. Okay, used it. So what do I do? Should I be worried that that's why these evil spirits have, come
they're
to
not
me? Oh, by the way, have you heard of the old hag syndrome? The old hag syndrome is where a spirit attacks you and smothers you, and that happened to me when I was on a modeling job in Chicago at a hotel room, and I woke up in such fear. I was on the wrong side of the bed, my head. I had been kicking. I kicked the lamp over. It broke. I was so afraid. I called my boyfriend in Nashville, and I said, do not let me fall back asleep. And I was supposed to work the next day and spend the night again, and I said, no way.
Paralysis.
And then I found out that that place used to be an insane asylum, or, insane, whatever, so cemetery under there, under that hotel. That happened to me. So why? Is it because I played with this Ouija board when I was in first grade?
I would say no, but I do still discourage the use of them. I would say that energy, so earthbound spirits are not always evil. Let me just correct that. Not all earthbound spirits are evil. Some just want to be here. Some choose to not cross over for fear of judgment. Some spirits enjoy messing with people, and some are of the lower vibrations. So not all spirits are good and not all spirits are evil. Just like in humans, there's many levels of spirituality. Like some are still in emotional kindergarten and they're very ego-driven and egocentric and selfish and very mean and that sort of thing. And then there's some that are very giving and loving and kind. And I've seen spirits that have stayed even at a monastery. A sanctuary where there had been a fire up in Wrightwood, California. I went up to clear energy, clear souls from there, and this woman decided to stay. She loved the energy of the children, the campers that were there in the summer, and she just wanted to stay and make sure they were safe. So, but for you particularly, I don't believe it's because of the Ouija board, but remember that humans are like batteries to spirit. So whenever you move into a house and there becomes all this spiritual activity, it probably is due to the house having a spirit attached to it. But again, it depends on your frame of mind. So when people call me and they have a lot of spiritual energy, meaning apparitions, depression, sleep paralysis, things that you're describing to me, I have, first of all, a team that works with me in the One Tribe. So I'm a master clairvoyant. However, I don't do the paranormal because I don't have to. I'm already very, very sensitive. I'm very attuned to the telepathy and to connecting to mentally to spirits on the other side. So I don't have to be there in person. I have a healer that works with me. She's a Native American shaman. I also have another Native American shaman that's from the Powhatan tribe of Pocahontas. He and his wife do spiritual cleansings. So we have a lot right here in Southern California. We have an Indian burial ground, and they built a huge, very wealthy community over the top of it. And what they did was they bulldozed all of the artifacts so that the local Indians didn't claim it for their tribe. So there's a ton of spiritual Native American energy in that subdivision. So I'm constantly getting calls for paranormal activity. And I give them a range of things that they could do to help get rid of that. But it's usually the person's energy at the time of the attack. Were you going through addiction? Were you going through depression? Were you going through suicidal thoughts, ideations? Is there abuse and trauma in childhood? 90% of people that have a spirit attached to them have either physical or sexual abuse in their childhood that caused that spirit to attach to them. So there's a lot of factors.
Oh, really?
That so, absolutely. 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 Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That
because
is
it goes
very
from the
fascinating.
Abuser,
and
it goes from the attacker. It goes from the attacker, the one that traumatized the child. It goes from the attacker to the child, and then there's a spiritual attachment for that child throughout the rest of their life.
What if the child doesn't get away the bad spirit?
Well, we don't. But we do a cord cutting. We do a cord cutting, and we cleanse the energy.
Okay. I know about cord cutting. I did that with the ex, you know, the ex-boyfriends that you didn't want to be with, but there was some kind of weird cord that was still there that just felt icky.
Absolutely. So
I love
cord cutting.
Tell me, Sunshine Frost, how do you treat people? Is it online now? Do they come to your place?
Yes.
Like, how do you treat people, your clients?
I treat people virtually. So all my sessions are recorded. You're able to get a copy of those. All sessions are 100% money-back guarantee, which no one else offers. If I cannot connect to you and give you at least 5 pieces of verifiable information that no one else would know, then you get your money back guaranteed. So
and you gave
first
me
of all, 13, that's
right?
Wow.
I gave him 13 verifiable. So thank you for that, Jonathan. But I do virtual. I actually prefer virtual, and I do them by phone, similar to how we're doing this podcast. I prefer not to see my clients, so there's no way I could read their expressions, facial expressions, anything about them. I don't know. I don't ask any questions before a session. I don't want to know anything about you. I want to keep spiritual purity and integrity intact. So the only thing I do ask maybe is a birthday, and that's just to connect to your energetic signature.
That's,
but before I go, I just
right.
want to talk
kind
about,
of light up
about
too.
About that because
last
night,
up.
Yeah, last night when, sorry to kind of divide off, but like last night,
no, go ahead.
We were talking and basically I started telling you about Barbara and you said, okay, if I'm going to read for Barbara, I don't want to know anything about Barbara. You understand what I'm saying? Because of that fact that. You know, you didn't want to say anything later and then have Barbara say, well, you told me that, you understand? And so I was real careful with what I said to you about Barbara because, you know, I knew, I mean, the two of you would eventually talk, but it was because of the...
show, like today, and that did run through my mind, though, that, oh, well, she really knows a lot there. They must have talked for a while about, you
we
know...
Didn't.
No, never. So people come to me for mediumship. Oh. I don't allow them to tell me who they're trying to connect with. I don't want to know anything about them. I feel that once you know something about a person, you tarnish because the ego steps in and interrupts it. And rather than it coming from the Holy Spirit, it's coming from your own intellect. So you sabotage yourself that way.
And you sure have done a fabulous job with all of the callers and the readings that you did for me and Johnny. Oh my gosh. I mean, we never go over, do we? For a long time, we've never gone over 29 minutes, but it just has been so good. And it still is going good. I just feel like now some of the questions that I've had over many years now working on the show,
yeah,
I didn't really have answered. And now you did answer a lot of them.
If you played with a Ouija board, you're not alone. They're sold as just a very innocent children's game. They necessarily are not innocent, and it can be dangerous because what you're doing is you're inexperienced. It's kind of like going underwater in a sub and opening up a window. It's going to let water in. we don't want water in our submarine. We want to stay pretty
hot. Or being inexperienced in dealing with sharks, you know, putting a 10-year-old behind an Aztec car. There are people that they always say, you always have a little thing at the bottom that says, these people are professionals. Don't try this at home, you know?
I 100% agree. I have to help a lot of people every year doing deliverance, help people with spiritual attacks. And I always find that once we move them from the low vibrations of like sadness, depression, anger, suicide ideation, drug addiction, grief where they've lost somebody, and also, like I said, sexual trauma and abuse is a huge portal for spirit to attack a person over and over again. So I do work with those people to actually close those portals and help them have a much better life, and you'll meet them in the One Tribe. Everybody that's in the One Tribe, thousands of them, they've all had personal experience with me. They've
How
either
had
a reading
they find
or
you? Initially, first of all, how long have you been doing this professionally with clients and events and helping people?
So,
and then, how did they find you?
Okay, so I've been doing this a little over a decade, but you can find me at sunshinefrost.com, which is just my name, very simple. Please follow my YouTube channel. I have a lot of information on the YouTube, how spirit contacts you,
if
you're being psychically attacked, how do you know whether you're psychic or whether you're intuitive or whether you're an empath. That's one we didn't talk about, which is empath feels the emotions of other people. That's what you are. So you're definitely an empath and you feel the feelings of other people.
Do you know?
Because I can feel
it. Do you feel that? You feel?
Absolutely.
Okay, I didn't even say that, did I? I mean, I was talking about me having some psychic abilities, but I didn't say what kind. Oh, I said clairvoyant, but... So can I be both? What is clairvoyant again?
Clairvoyant,
could you go over that? I thought it was reading people's minds, but that's telepathic, isn't it?
No, that's telepathy.
Okay, telepathy.
It's called telepathy.
Okay, what do I have? What's empathy? Can I still read people's minds? Because I feel like I can.
Empath, yes. Empath is a step. So clairvoyance is pretty rare, honestly. It's pretty rare that you can use your mind as a screen, but it's not totally rare. People do it. It's just whether you can systematically do it consistently with every person that comes to you. That's when you call yourself a master. Like if I have a mood, my clairvoyance doesn't get affected. If I eat or don't eat, if I sleep or don't sleep, it doesn't get really affected by it because I've been doing this consistently for a very long time. So I know how to protect my energy.
Okay, so you can go into crowds.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt the end of there, but
yes,
can you go into crowds and feel comfortable, or how you feel everybody?
It's hard. No, it takes a lot. Problems. So an empath usually gets very drained by others. They have to retreat away from crowds. They feel the energies and attitudes of everybody around
them.
Yes, that's an empath.
I don't like being around even people at all, really.
Yeah, I prefer to work online. I mean, people want to meet me in person. I do have a studio in Southern California. You can come to that or you can come to a group event. But I love doing my work online. I love it because it keeps spiritual purity. I can't see you, and yet I can tell you everything about you. You know that that's genuine and that is authentic and that is integrity and it's real. But empaths have a difficult time with the energy of others. So that's why I teach a class called SOS. It's like, help me. I'm empathic. I just figured out I don't have anxiety. I don't have depression. I'm an empath. What do I do now? So I teach this really great, simple, easy to learn class called Empath SOS, meaning like, help me. I don't know what to do. And we teach really simple things like how to shield energy, how to bubble yourself, how to protect yourself, and how to push away negative energy so you don't absorb it.
Well, I like to like talking about my experiences with the spirits because, well, one time we didn't have a show and I said, Johnny, I have to tell you guys later, obviously, this is, we don't have enough time, but I said, turn on the recorder. And he goes, we don't have a show. And I go, do it anyway, because I need it for myself. Because if I don't tell you right now how I feel and what I saw, isn't that weird how you forget? It's like childbirth. It's something so amazing, but then you forget things. And I did not want to forget it, Sunshine. And I'm going to give it to a storyteller that I follow on YouTube. And I know he will read it and love it. And it's going to be awesome.
What I was gonna
say,
I was just gonna kind of explain what happened. See, what happens is sometimes when I'm trying to see if things are working, I will do test shows where I test to see if everything is going okay. I don't do the formal intro or anything like that. I think what Barb was talking about is there was one time that we did a test show. And it wasn't something that was going to be uploaded, but then Barbara started talking about something, and it was really interesting to her, and she wanted it uploaded. That's what you're talking about, right, Barbara?
Yeah, that day. He says, it's the test show to check on something. And I said, well, just don't erase it.
I know. Yeah.
I want to have that forever. And I've got to find that again, Johnny, because isn't that a great idea, Sunshine, that I made sure that I recorded exactly my feelings and what I saw, but some of them I will never forget. The shape of these ghosts, the shape of the woman was in triangles, long and lengthened, elongated triangles, thick like legs with triangles, and the little dog was on a taut leash, and the dog was a black thing too. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna play another show and also send it to you, but oh my gosh, I ran home, shut the door, and it was just getting light out, and then I told Johnny, and he's 3 hours later in Florida, so of course he was already up. It was so early in the morning, I was just taking photos for my mother because it looks beautiful in the kind of the twinkly, that kind of misty time of day, the place here, gorgeous. And then nobody was around. And then I come around the corner and I saw the shadow. And then I moved my arms to see if my shadow moved, and it didn't. So it was their shadow. And I was saying, hello, hello. Hi, it's just me. And I thought, well, they're so shy. At first, I thought it was a little kid with her. And when I walked around, it was the stick figure thing with a leash with the little dog. Lo and behold, the police were at the apartment like a few days later, and they found a woman who was older and in her apartment, totally decaying, and she killed herself and killed her little dog. Oops, suicide with poison pills or something like that. Okay, so I'm wondering, why did I see her ghost? I always felt spirits, but I never did see the one that attacked me. I never saw it. It was attacking me, but
it probably didn't have a physical body. Yeah, it probably didn't have a physical body. So you got to remember, not all spirit had a physical body. That human spirits are humans, angels are angels, and low vibration entities are that. They don't have a physical body. Not everybody is an earthbound spirit. Some spirits really were created as lower.
Can they all do the same thing, like move objects?
That can be definitely an earthbound spirit, or it can be a low vibrational entity trying to scare you. So they feed on your energy just like anything else. But you saw that entity because it was in your vibrational field. And the thing about it is that's physical mediumship. When you see spirit from the corner of your eye, when you see full apparitions, and yes, animal spirits almost always come through in my readings. So animals do go with their owners to the other side. That's extremely common. Very common. I even online, when I'm doing my live reading, animals, I've seen iguanas, I've seen all kinds of stuff. But that woman came to you at the point, she was always there, but you just became aware of her through your awareness. So you raised your vibration to be able to match it, and that's why you were able to see it.
because I've been so open to spirits because I believe in them and I know that they exist. And,
you're not afraid.
Okay, so
the fear is
right,
what holds you back.
To yeah.
Well,
I was just,
exactly.
I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I was attacked. I wasn't even thinking about it the first
like
time I was attacked
goggles.
That time. And then I'm now not afraid. So I guess I never was afraid of spirits. I mean, I would look under the bed, but that would be for like a rapist person, human being, not like a spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's fear
yeah,
goggles.
I wasn't afraid of
people,
them.
Yeah, I tell people we have to take off our fear goggles and recognize God gave us all gifts. And it's no different. It's no different than a musical gift or any other gift. It can be developed for the glory. It doesn't have to be used for negative things. It can be used for quite
okay.
wonderful things. Like, I don't
but
use mine for gambling.
Do they leave you alone because they know you're not afraid and they'll move on to the person that is afraid because that's more fun to scare them? I mean, is it fun to scare
well,
somebody
yes,
who's not afraid
yes.
of them?
Yes, yes. That, there's two reasons, Barbara. The first reason is because, A, I have angels and guides. They guard me and I pray a lot. So I have a lot of barriers to trying to contact me, number one. And I teach this in my development courses, how to set up a guardian, how to have a gatekeeper, as we call them. It just makes sure that the Holy Spirit is around you and that you're bubbled in white light, okay? So that's number one. When I was a child, I didn't know how to do that. So, yes, I was contacted by a lot of spirit. I had a lot of paranormal activity around me as a kid. Once I recognized that they knew they could that I could see or hear them, of course they're going to bother you because you act as a battery. So low-level entities resonate with fear, abandonment, depression. As I said, anything that has to do with low vibration, hatred, divorce, betrayal, when there's a lot of fighting in a place, when there's a lot of alcoholism or anything that's lowering your natural vibration, those are the people that are going to get attacked the easiest. And then when you have fear, it's just like a battery. Do you remember that old movie with your girls or with your kids, Monsters, Inc.? Monsters, Inc., in that show, they had these monsters would live in the closet. They would come out and scare the kids. And then when the kids screamed, they would bottle up their fear or their screams and use it to power their houses. Remember that? Anybody?
Johnny. Barbara, are you
Monsters,
there?
You need,
okay.
you need to get involved and find your within because – Johnny, he doesn't feel enough. One time he said that he doesn't even enjoy music. And then, but maybe it's not just he doesn't. Maybe it's he doesn't know how. Just like finding his inner voice, his inner God, his guide, things like that, the paranormal. Johnny, you have such a great interest in it. It's got to be in there. Sunshine Frost told you that every single person has a little psychic ability in them. How can we open up Johnny to believe this, Sunshine?
Well, we don't convert anybody. Everybody is on their path that they're supposed to be on, and their alignment comes when it's supposed to. So we don't make anybody believe anything, and that's why me and Johnny resonated really well, because he knows that I understand believers and unbelievers are very important to the balance of all things. So going back to that spiritual theory, the way that they, the way that spirits feed on us is like a battery. So your fear, your anxiety, your anger, your sadness, it acts like a battery. And when you're not afraid of it anymore and you don't give it fear and you command it that, you know, you're not supposed to be here, you don't belong here, I'm sorry, you need to leave, and that's it, then they have to obey you and they'll listen to you. So that's kind of how that works. But yes, I do see a lot of that.
I think that's interesting because that woman, even though it scared the heck out of me, and I mean there it was no thought, you just react and you run. Okay, I ran through them, like I ran through the ghosts home.
Well,
I didn't turn around or back up or anything. Why? That was weird.
Well, you're in a different, they're in a different dimension than you, so it wouldn't matter. They're not in the same, they're not in the same dimension you are. This is like dementia. That's why they call it that, because you're slipping in and out of dimensions. They're in a different dimension.
Well, how did
than you.
That other one attack me and suffocate me to where I couldn't even move and was sitting on my chest? How'd that happen?
That's
not on my realm?
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Okay. That's exactly what it is. Correct. That's correct.
It's not on my realm, but it's still, I could feel it. What is that? How did it, and how do they move objects? That must be a whole, something with some kind of descript word, right? Which one is that?
Poltergeists can move objects, but poltergeists always have some sort of energy field around them that they're using as a battery. Like poltergeists don't just move things in empty houses. They move it when there's people around to see it. Quite often there has to be something associated with the house. But again,
but do you know why?
I don't do a whole lot of paranormal stuff. I really stick to my healing and my mediumship that I do a lot of clairvoyance and mediumship to help people heal from tragedies, from losing their children, losing their spouses, losing their families. I really don't
do a whole lot
of paranormal.
Really? So like me, who's had these traumatic things happen with spirits, I need to heal from that. But you don't want to talk about it. I know there's an evil side, but I mean, it has attacked me. I think I'm controlling it okay, and I don't need anybody. But what if there are people out there who need to have help with that? Like recovering from it because they're petrified.
Yeah, so I have people in my tribe that handle the physical side of the operation. So meaning they'll go to the house and physically cleanse it. I have some people that do Reiki. I work with the spirit of the person to figure out why the attachment happened. So they would
do
a reading with me first. No, not at all. I would do a reading with them first, or a session rather, to find out where the attachment happened. And they'll always show me if there was physical abuse and trauma in the person's history, if this came through them through that, or whether or not they just attached to it through addiction or depression or Ouija, or whether it attached to them later in life by living into a place that had low vibrational energy. Haven't you ever just walked into a place and you just feel like this, I don't like the energy here? Like it just feels bad. You feel sad. You feel anxious. You feel depressed.
Yes.
That's called geomanic energy. It means that your pit of your stomach is picking up on the energy there. And, you know, you're always right. So certain places just had what they call bad vibes. And sometimes it can be picked on.
Is this scientific? Is this in
absolutely.
The book? Who discovered this? And how do they discover this energy?
Well, energy has been around forever. All energy is verifiable. Just like matter, all matter is verifiable, even dark matter. Energy is around everything. Energy is around everything.
Different chemistry. Is it an energy with different chemistry, the bad? I mean, this has a name. Or is it just bad and good? You feel it. It's an energy. You feel it. It's called this geo.
It's an energy that you feel. Yes, that's correct. Same as vibration. You can't see vibration, but you can feel it.
Yes. Ooh,
energy.
Wow, that's a good way to put it with a lot of people who cannot understand it. Right there, what you just said. Same thing.
Yeah, energy
is vibration.
It's like a vibration.
You can feel it, but you can't see it. It's the same thing.
Correct.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so some vibrations are very high-pitched, like a beautiful sound of a bell or a chime, and some energy levels are very low, like a didgeridoo or like a deep bass drum or something like a very deep bass cello, which creates like chills and you know, makes us feel very anxious. So those energy forces, they vibrate at the same way. So your body picks up on it, even though your audible ears are not hearing it, the actual chakra, the energy system of the body picks it up very easily. The chills on the arms and hair standing on end, the upset stomach, maybe a smell that you shouldn't be smelling, an audible ringing in the ears, maybe your hair crawls around. There's all sorts of signs and symptoms of spirit. That's a bad vibration or a high vibration. The body always knows.
And you get great vibration from a scene in a movie or a commercial or music.
Absolutely.
That touches you. But why do some people not feel this vibration? Like Johnny, he does not feel the vibration of the emotion of the music. Nothing touches him. Right, Johnny? About music.
Well, to be honest with you, most scenes are filmed at 432 megahertz, which is actually the vibration of the heart chakra. And that's like Forrest Gump, the background music when Jenny dies and stuff. And many of your orchestras and your philharmonics actually record at 432 hertz, or between 432 and 447.
Wow.
So they're intentionally made.
So he needs to go buy those. He needs to buy the movie version.
No, not necessarily. If Johnny, if you're not feeling those reactions over those music, then that just means that his level of hertz or megahertz is lower or higher than the average person.
Okay.
That doesn't mean anything's wrong with him. It means his perception, his vibrational perception is lower. He's a guy. So obviously, I would feel kind of bad if you're walking around as a guy being as emotionally reactive as a woman. And I'm not saying you can't be, but I'm saying it would be, it's not normal on the average for guys to feel as emotional as a woman would to the same amount of things. I mean, I know that's painting with a broad brush, but generally women are more acute and in tune with their vibrational settings.
Yeah.
Like he can cry to a commercial.
So he basically, is it safe to say that he's not missing anything that he doesn't know he's missing? So he's not missing out. So I should stop feeling bad that he cannot love music like I do, because it's fine.
Correct. You have a physical response,
say?
Barbara, you have a physical response. You have the chills. You have hair crawling around. You have emotional response. You're very responsive. Period. He may not feel those things, but I wouldn't feel sorry for him. That just means that he's not on that vibratory path. He may feel it. Men are visual, so they're not nearly as auditory as women on average. Men.
So maybe the dancing would stimulate, but not the music at the competition.
Absolutely. Men are visual.
He can still enjoy the competition. Oh,
yeah,
cool. Okay, that's good.
So, If you let a man watches a dance and they see the music performed by a physical person, they're able to grasp that a lot better because men are just naturally more visual. They're visual.
Okay, well, what about the part where men get it very wrong, a lot of things, where I don't know if we could just group it with just men in general, though, that they think something is for sure, but they are so very wrong, and it happens over and over. Who are these people? They're definitely not clairvoyant, telepathic, or much psychic.
If they
get it wrong every time.
So men, by nature, have been not nurtured in their empathic abilities. They're told to actually shut down or subdue their natural emotional reactions from basically birth, and we're in a dimension now, or an awakening in the world where we're trying to change some of that and allow boys and young men to feel their emotions so that they don't numb them out. I can tell you pretty much, have you ever not seen a child crying and you're like, suck it up? What? Even the football field. Go to the football field
of
and
course.
Watch a young boy 5, 6 years old, and they say, what are you crying about? Stop crying. Knock it off.
Or,
I'm hurt. I didn't hurt you. So they're taught very
and
early to burn. They're taught very
early
to burn.
Yeah, but they've done it to Johnny. They say, don't do this, Johnny. Don't do that. Don't say that. Don't, you know, I mean, pretty soon he's afraid to do
You're
anything, probably. You're
not allowing them to be
and
in their truth.
Of course he's not feeling his psychic ability if he can't even do and exude. I mean, I'm just saying, he, as a man, being brought up, I mean, maybe that's why. He just doesn't even connect to his psychic ability. Unless I'm wrong. Do you,
well,
Johnny?
I mean, who are we to
judge?
Well,
I do connect
the
psychic
to
ability, but I'm not
intending. Nobody, I'm not judging. I just want to talk about it. What Tony talks about all this stuff. I mean,
I'm just saying for us,
about
his psychic
years.
Ability. His
I'm
psychic
not
ability.
Saying any, I'm not saying anything bad. Johnny, tell us, have you derived any psychic ability yet? Have you worked on it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, but it's not. It's not in the same way that you do. It's not like intense, you know, feeling. It's more like just a...
Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay as long as you are enjoying it. See, that's all I want, because I want him to have a life that's fulfilled. And it's paranormal. The universe, it is life. It's our world. So we can't just dabble in it. Let's just live it. You know, if this life as the walking human being that we are is so short. And you know what? Some people don't believe in reincarnation. I mean, I'd like to have a lot of different lives. I mean, our spirit, it goes on. I mean, there's so many things to talk about. I mean, I could talk to you for hours, Sunshine Frost. You have been so enlightening. We talk to psychics and mediums a lot, nothing against them at all. Everybody has their own approach, and I am grateful that they're helping, like you do so much, many people. But we should have you back on to talk more about, like, a topic. Like, we could have you come back and talk about, you know, how people who are passed away feel or talk or, you know, I have so many questions about that.
I love answering questions about spirit, and I just want to leave the listeners with this little thought that if you have these gifts, if you know somebody who has them, or maybe you've dealt with them yourself, I want you to know that you're not crazy, number one, that anxiety is usually a side effect of being a very empathic person. Number two, there's many of us out there. You don't have to abandon your beliefs to embrace who you really are, and that God loves everybody, no respecter of persons. And don't feel like you're alone or that you have to stay alone. Reach out to me. Reach out to other light workers that want to help you, that want to be here to help you heal, to help you feel included. And I just want to thank you both for having me. It was very, very nice. I really enjoyed myself, and I thank you so much. Johnny and Ms.
You
Barbara,
are
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you.
You've been a fabulous guest, and we enjoyed you thoroughly, Sunshine. And we will have this show up on our YouTube channel. All the links that we talked about that are important to find Sunshine Frost everywhere, but it's not hard to find you. Hello,
no,
your website, sunshinefrost.com. I'm sure that'll lead everywhere because she is everywhere, aren't you, Sunshine?
Yes, ma'am. I try to be where I need to be.
You sure are.
Thanks,
you're
so much.
You're amazing. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to get in touch with you further. You have a great event coming up on December 16th, correct?
Yeah, Ms. Barbara, I'm going to offer you a free reading. See how it's going to go.
You
we
are?
Can even record that. Yes,
in
yes,
front of
I
everybody?
Yes.
But
I, well,
really
you know,
live. In person live,
that's really
right?
That's really up to you. I record them, and then I allow you to share what you want. I'm never about exploiting other people for my gain. So I feel like spirit, those sessions are very sacred to me. So it's up to you what you want to make public. I never try to be a sideshow. I try to do the work and then let spirit guide what you want to do with your session.
Okay. Well, maybe we could. I don't get that many offers to really do the private ones with our wonderful, talented guests. So I appreciate that, and I will take you up on it. But I also like to do, you know, we can take it wherever we want when we're on air. It's not like somebody's forcing me to say anything. So, yeah, let's
do
it. I can't wait.
Perfect. Well, you guys have
on
a wonderful
the channel, right, Johnny?
What?
Yes.
I said on the Roku,
the Roku
channel.
Yes, on the Roku channel. This will be a part of the Roku channel. All right?
Awesome.
Okay.
Well,
good night, everyone.
Thank you, listeners.
Good night,
everyone.
Thank
you, callers. You, psychic medium. Oh, hey, master clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant.
Sunshine Frost. Thank you so much. You are so awesome.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.